Greg Yost is with the North Carolina Alliance to Protect Our People and the Places We Live, which is an activist group that formed in 2016 to organize opposition to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. If the roughly $5 billion natural gas pipeline is built, it would cross 8 counties in eastern North Carolina. Yost says his organization staged the sit-in at Governor Cooper's office on Friday to find out why the state recently approved a water permit for the project. He says the sit-in was also meant to signal that organized resistance to the pipeline would only strengthen if the project continues to move forward.
As trees begin to fall, which they are now in Cumberland County, cutting has begun there, I'm told, and as bulldozers begin to move, if the regulatory agencies that are charged with investigating this and making the best decisions are incapable of doing it, and if the governor we voted for to protect us from exactly this kind of thing won't do it, then we the people will do it.
Tree removal began last week in Cumberland and Robeson counties to prepare for the pipeline's construction. The project still needs 2 state permits and 1 federal permit before construction can begin in North Carolina. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.